As a musician, using your talent for someone else's benefit can be both rewarding and frustrating. You can get paid to perfect your craft, but you can't control how often you perform or who will be listening. Michael Beauchamp and Laurel Primo had both hit those walls back in 2009. After several years of performing separately, the two University of Michigan grads decided to create a mutual sound and started calling their duo Red Tail Ring.
Well, my baby's got a body like a bell. Well, my baby's got a body like a bell. She's so fine.
We were both wanting to be in a band and get a little more serious, you know, play with the same people very often, and both delve a little bit more into traditional music than we had been doing with our own singer-songwriter stuff.
The band's old-time-minded sound harkens back to the days of using washboards, spoons, and tin buckets as musical instruments, which they've incorporated into their music from time to time.
To us, that phrase means that we come from the perspective about traditional music and are gathering a lot of vocabulary, both musically or otherwise, from it. We might be playing new music, but we're coming from the background of traditional stuff. Sorry. I do play a jaw harp. Have you ever seen one of those?
I have.
Strange metal thing that you put against your teeth and breathe into. And Michael plays the spoons once in a while. That's the weirdest we get.
And Laurel's first instrument was the washboard.
When I was three.
Yeah.
So let's not put that in the wrong perspective.
But she was very good. I just want to give her, you know, her due.
Their album debut in 2011 was actually two separate compilations, Middle West Chant and Mountain Shout. Middle West Chant is filled with original music, while Mountain Shout is the band's take on ballads and other folk songs.
We love writing songs and expressing ourselves in that way, and also love digging in to these really old songs and changing them and kind of modernizing them in some cases. I think it's still what we're all about, those two sides.
Michael is from Kalamazoo and Laurel is from the Upper Peninsula, but now they both call the city home. Their touring schedule takes them all over the country, but they maintain a strong hometown presence with Square Dance Kalamazoo, the monthly event they helped found at Bell's Brewery.
It's Come As You Are. You can bring a partner or not. It's all ages. It's just very easy to have fun there because there's not a lot to it. There's dancing and there's music, and then there's probably some people you know.
In 2013, they released another album, The Heart's Swift Foot, and in May, they presented a collaboration with folk group Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. The New Roots Exchange Volume 1 includes joint performances and tracks where each group performs a song written by the other. Michael says he and Laurel's checks and balances system helps to make both of them into better musicians and fuses their strengths to create a signature sound.
The music that we've come up with has been better than what we might have been able to do as solo artists. We're constantly kind of critiquing each other or giving each other advice or using each other as kind of sounding boards.
I've become a lot better songwriter because of his kind of skill and expertise in that area, and just been pushed to work harder and reach more.
Red Tail Ring performs June 28th at Foundry Hall in South Haven. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams. I'm gonna coat them pretty boys as long as I am single.